You're listening to SBS News.
Over the last three decades, the average Australian man has gained 8 kilograms in weight. The average woman has added 6 kilos. A study published in the scientific journal Nature examined data from more than 112 million people from 200 countries and territories. It showed the average person internationally became 5 to 6 kilograms heavier over these years. Bill Stavresky is the Heart Foundation's General Manager of Heart Health and says those weight gains are significant.
Just to put it in perspective, what that does demonstrate is back 30 years ago in 1990, the average person was in the normal weight range. Now the average Australian, whether male or female, is in the overweight range. And that does create a lot of issues from a not only from a health perspective and increases the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, but also places an enormous pressure and cost on our health system.
The study also found a high proportion of adults in major Australian cities were overweight compared to outer regional and rural areas. From 2011 to 12 to 2017 to 18, there's been a 25% increase in city dwellers who are overweight compared to only a 5% increase for those in outer regional and rural areas. The Australian results, with city dwellers gaining more weight than those in rural areas, bucks the global trend shown in the report in Nature. City-dwelling women and men measured on a worldwide basis put on 38 and 24% less, respectively, than their rural counterparts over the same period. The report's authors say urban areas provide a wealth of opportunities for better nutrition, more physical exercise and recreation. Bill Stavresky says that's not the case in Australia and our lifestyles are to blame.
The two key reasons that are quite clear is our poor diet. As a country, we can't really demonstrate that we eat well. 90+ percent of Australians don't eat enough serves of vegetables. More than half don't eat enough serves of fruit. We're also quite low in our consumption of whole grains and dairy and other heart healthy products. What we also know is that as Australians, we don't exercise as much as we believe we do.
A report issued in April revealed that efforts being made by state and territory governments to tackle obesity vary significantly. At the time, Obesity Policy Coalition Executive Manager Jane Martin told SBS News there's been commitment demonstrated at a state and federal level, but Australia, as a nation, is failing to offer consistent policymaking against obesity.
The approach varies so much between states and territories. So there's a range of different things happening. For example, the ACT government has removed junk food ads from their transport network, and that's something that all the states and territories should follow.
Bill Stavresky from the Heart Foundation says that the federal government, whoever that may be after the election on May the 18th, must prioritise reducing obesity.
Both of the major parties have put obesity on the forefront as part of this campaign, and we are trying to push to ensure that there is direct intervention and activities. And this is not a recent phenomenon. It's something that has been occurring over the last three decades. What it does show, if action isn't taken immediately, that this health problem will continue to grow.
Speaking to SBS in March, Nicole Turner from the Collection for Action on Obesity says that so far, government policy and spending on obesity has failed. And she says in a multicultural country like Australia, a one-size-fits-all approach will not work.
There have to be programs that are culturally adapted to that community. You can't just do a mainstream program and put it in any community. It doesn't matter if it's Indigenous, migrants, whatever the community is, it has to be adapted and culturally appropriate. Culturally mean culturally to that particular community. It has to be adapted. You can't just, and co-designed. You can't just have a mainstream program, put it in a community wherever it is around the country and expect it to work.
Internationally, the report reveals that some of the largest body mass index increases over the last 30 years were among men in China, the USA, Bahrain, Peru and the Dominican Republic. Women in Egypt and Honduras added even more. Back in 1985, rural women in Bangladesh and men living in rural Ethiopia had the lowest average BMI, just under the threshold of healthy weight. By 2017, both groups were above that threshold. People in small Pacific Island nations have among the highest BMI levels in the world, often well above 30. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.